Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, now we're up to the iPhone 6, and someone who had owned a previous business, he was selling it actually, told me that...
It's already out?
Well, no, this is coming.
Uh-oh.
He was selling his business.
Uh-oh.
And he was telling me that the future for cell phones is going to be no contracts. That's the future.
Wow.
So you can go anywhere and do anything.
That's good news.
However, you know, when you go and you say, I like those nice, shiny smartphones, and, you know, you kind of pay a couple $100 for the phone, and you think, man, that's a lot of money, you know, $200-$300 for a cell phone. You know, I don't know if a lot of people understand that that iPhone didn't cost $200-$300. That iPhone has a $650 cost. That's what it costs, $650. See, you're just paying $200, and that's the reason why you're being locked into a two-year contract, because AT&T, wherever the carrier is, they're actually paying iPhone the other $400, and they're going to make it back off of you because you signed the two-year contract. That's why you got a contract.
Oh, wow.
And if you break the contract, so you got to give us our money, because we still got to pay AT&T, Apple, whoever.
Right.
Well, what they're going to do now, they're going to give you the opportunity to buy it yourself. So if you don't want to have a contract,
you can just pay the whole bill.
Yeah. If you don't want a contract, then you just, you know, write out the check for $650 for the new iPhone. And that's what they say it's going to cost, $650. And you don't have to have a contract. Nope. No contract at all. And they'll actually save you $10 a month on your bill. $10 a month.
So what you're saying is we're just going to get rid of phones. Just
well, no, no. The other option is that they do. Now, they are saying, this is CNN Money who's reporting this, but they also said that, you know, that you still can do the $200 deal, you know, for the cell phone, and then you'll have, you know, a contract, a two-year contract, depending on who the carrier and what they're going to do and all that type of stuff. But it says that they're making them, like, more difficult to find, and you have to, you know, search the website. It's going
to
be...
To find what?
To do the contract. I mean, it's going to be there, but it's not something they're going to say, hey, you can sign up for the contract today. You know what I mean?
No, right.
You're going to have to request it and see what you can do about it. But very interesting how all of that is changing. And I'll tell you, just when you think that... One thing about business is that nothing stays the same. Everything is changing. Everything's always evolving. But these phones, I remember when, you know, the transformation they went through from being a brick that, you know, you carried on the table if you actually bought one, and people were buying phones back then, and all of a sudden you had this contract stuff. And then they went to all these kind of flip, and, you know, I remember when texting first came out, I'm thinking, who's going to do that?
Could have hit three buttons to get one letter.
Yeah, it was always like the kids that were doing it, and I'm like, okay, that would really work. And now, like, obviously they have different phones with full keyboards, and it was a progression, but now everyone's doing it. And it's just interesting how this is all going to transform, because the last really 5 to 6 years, you've seen, I mean, amazing leaps in technology. You've seen all type of different things that have transpired, and just, you know, it's like, wow, 6 years, amazing. And there's companies that have been on the internet that came out and have really just, I mean, have blown up. I mean, multi $100 million companies just because of the iPhone. But you know, technology is great. Depends how you use it, and if you make technology submit to you, and all of that is great. But you know, right now there is a future technology that's a little bit concerning. They've come up with this item called a SIO scanner. You know, when you go on the internet and you begin to start searching, you know, we live in a culture, everyone is starting to search everything, right? So they're getting on there and they're, you know, looking at whatever information they want on Google. So if you want to know about something, you know, you can Google it. But what if you saw an item and you don't even know what it is? There's no way really to, at this present moment, find out, what is that thing? I see it everywhere, or it's hanging from the store or whatever, but I don't even know what it is. Well, some developers have created and invented this scanner. It's called a SIO scanner. And it looks like a USB, you know, stick, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it connects through Bluetooth to your phone, but you can actually scan. This is Wired is reporting this. You can actually scan the item if it's an Apple or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it will tell you. They're creating this database of objects, and all you have to do is scan them. And then, of course, you can share with them, you know, socially and virally and all these different things. And so they have a Kickstarter campaign, and where they're trying to raise venture funding because they want to get this out. Within 33 days, this project has raised $1.2 million, far surpassing their $200,000 goal. And these are people that just are just throwing money into this thing. It's like, Kickstarter campaign. Got to remember that. But this thing is out. And so it causes you to think like, hey, man, where are we going with all of this? I mean,
databases.
You know, where are we going with this? They have technology, and you're going to see this. You're going to see this really soon called 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you bring a printer home. I believe it was like Office Depot selling them, where you can, it'll print a three-dimensional object. So you're working on something, instead of going to Lowe's, you know, you put the scan in of whatever this item is, and they'll actually copy it. It will three-dimensionally copy it and kick it out the printer. You know, and there you have it. And I think they use an acrylic or some sort of plastic or something, you know, all different materials to do that. But what's going to happen when everyone starts just printing all these different things, and it's like, oh, I just printed it in my house, here you go.
Right.
And then they talk to all these patents and all this different stuff. It's going to, the legality of all those things are going to come out. But one thing is for certain is that technology advances. It's always moving forward. And the important thing for us as a believer is like, what to do with this technology? At what point, you know, does it go too far? And really, how much information do you really need? I mean, it's like, at times you don't even want to turn on the TV. You don't even get on the internet because it's just like,
information overload.
Overload, TMI, too much. Mm-hmm. Just too much.
Won't be able to tell the difference between the the copied and the real.
Well, the thing is, when you look at, you know, a lot of today's news is, you know, a lot of kitten videos and insignificant. It was like, are you really still talking about the celebrity for like, this is your head story for 5 days? This is what news has boiled down to? You know, who wants to watch that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we need some biblical perspective behind the things that are happening. I guess that's why we enjoy what we're doing right now. But in terms of whatever happened to human interaction and exploration, there's so many people right now that are engaged with a phone or engaged with some sort of technology that they're just searching away, and now they're going to be scanning away. But whatever happened to like, hey, you know, actually talking to someone that actually has that knowledge and interacting with them and borrowing from their wisdom, from their knowledge, from what they learned, you know, the lost art of apprenticeship in a lot of businesses has gone away where someone becomes an apprentice. They are learning under a skilled person in whatever field. I mean, I remember talking to someone who just had surgery. Pat, you were there. And he says, the person who stitched me up had just learned how to do this on YouTube. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember the conversation. Yeah. I forget who it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, this person we know was having surgery, and they sliced, it was cutting.
And they still let them do it?
Yes. Remember, the person was slicing a tomato or something in their house, and because I think they have diabetes or something, they don't know, they didn't know they were bleeding. And they went to the hospital, and the person is like,
"Oh yeah."
A practitioner says, "I just saw this video. She was a nursing student or something.
And she was a student,
and she's trying to get practice. She goes, and I just saw this, how they did this on YouTube the other night. Do you mind if I practice on you?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." Well, he was like, "Yeah, sure." You know, what was said, it was an easy process. I'm like, I don't care how easy it is. If you just saw it on YouTube, I'm not sure I want you to do it on me. Well, he did it. It worked out great.
Right.
And interesting. But what happened to this? And are we becoming lazy as a society, totally dependent on these search engines to tell us everything? Mm-hmm. To tell us everything. And at what point, you know, does this become too much? Imagine a world. Listen to this. Imagine a world where everyone has now this digital scanner. And they're going around scanning everything. Every item. And of course, they're uploading it. Everything that they see, they start scanning people, start scanning faces. And all this stuff is uploaded. Well, guess what? They are already doing it. It's called a camera phone. You know what I'm saying? They're already taking pictures. All the scanner's doing, you know, is broadening that, is giving, getting more of what they're doing. But think about your phone. Your the camera in your phone, if you have a newer phone, it's some of the best quality, you know, that replaces a lot of actual real cameras. Because you still can, you can get a 5 megapixel, a 12 megapixel, and the quality is outstanding. It's print quality, you know, as opposed to something you put on the web doesn't have to be as clear. But when you print, things have to be, you know, more precise. They're already doing it. And so now we're going to put scanners in people's hands so they can go scan away. Scan this, scan that. And it's like, okay, okay. And then they become to share it. I mean, I saw someone... Yeah, somebody posted something that said, yeah, my husband's having surgery, and he got this and this. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, TMI. I'm like, you know, I don't want to know that. But we've the society has twisted and turned in such a way where now it's all about sharing and posting and putting things up. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about, hey, what's our response? You know, are we just going to go with the flow? Are we going to look at this with a deeper understanding, a greater perspective, and understand, you know, how we can search God's word for truth and wisdom. See, we need wisdom as things are unfolding and bringing to us. We need to discern, hey, how do I need to respond to this? How do I need to allow this in my family, not in my family? We need to talk about this. I'm amazed at the amount of things that just happen in technology, and just everyone just assumes that, hey, this is a good thing. Not necessarily. Right. So we need to pray. We need to get understanding. And we're talking about technology. We're talking about how things are advancing. And we're talking about how we need to respond to these technological advances. And what does this all mean? I mean, now we're looking at a device called the Scion. It's a digital scanner. It's the size of a USB port, if you will, a stick, and fitted on a keychain. And if you don't know an object, or your friend doesn't know an object, or whoever, you can begin to run this scanner across that object, that unknown thing to you, and you'll find out what it is. Because you're used to typing in and Googling words, but you don't have any sort of reference to find out, what is this three-dimensional object in front of me? And so can you imagine a nation empowered with digital scanners, scanning people, that's my forehead, their eyebrow, up. Oh, that's so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? Well, they already have all kind of face identifying software, and they even know if it's if you're putting on a mask, I guess because of the heat sensories, like, you know, they know you can't even get, you know, I mean, you can't fool the system, if you will. And it's like, okay, okay, I'm getting it. And so what do? You know, we need understanding. We need wisdom. We need to know what is going on and how this is all leading up to what? The mark of the beast. And in Revelation 13, verse 16, we'll just pick it up here, said, It is also forced on all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave. I think that's everybody, you know what I mean? To receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, or it is the number of man, the number is 666. And so today, you're scanning apples. Tomorrow, they want to scan your hand. Mm-hmm. They want to scan your forehead. You know, and it's like, don't take the mark. Mm-hmm. Don't take the mark. And, you know, we have a certain amount of time left. And in the time that we have, we need to exercise wisdom. We need to mm-hmm. exercise good judgment. And we need understanding mm-hmm. from on high. We need understanding from God. That's why it's so important. Another reason to abide and have a relationship with mm-hmm. the Lord, that you're hearing his voice on a daily basis, so that he can give you an inner witness of, hey, this is good, this is not good. And all you're seeing is a conditioning of the mind. It's a behavior pattern that's starting to develop. I mean, you know, it took a while to where a cell phone is something that just a few people had, or this was a business tool, to now every person has a cell phone. Even children have a cell phone. It's so integrated that this is the main line. You ask someone for their home phone number, and they're like, let me give you my cell.
Yeah.
That just didn't happen overnight. There was a progression. There was a progression. Mm-hmm. And for comfort and convenience, man, people would do anything.
We even had a recent segment that they were talking about the fact that it's, you know, I don't remember specifically what the gentleman had said, but it's like, it's causing us to think less. Yeah. I encounter people on a daily basis. You're like, hey, what's as a secondary number in case you lose your cell phone, what's your spouse's number? Let me go through my contacts real quick. I don't really know. Yeah. And it's just like we've lost our ability to mm-hmm. remember. And I even think about that, the significance of generations, those that are older, you know, you ask them, hey, what's your home phone number? They'll pull out their wallet and they'll pull out a piece of paper that's folded 17 times and have an alphabetical list of contacts.
That was my grandfather.
But you think about, I mean, the wisdom of that. And you go, I mean, a lot of people remember their grandparents' house, and next to the phone, you have a list of emergency contacts. Mm-hmm. Now, our emergency contacts is on our phone.
Yeah.
And we don't
and
think
forbid
about
we lose that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some sort of device gets launched or, you know, I don't know what you call those electromagnetic things that basically take all the power out and you lose mm-hmm. all the cell phones.
Yeah, EMP.
Yeah, and then now what?
EMP,
you're not able to make a phone call. You're not able to get on the internet. You're not able to do anything.
Right.
And listen, going through some hurricanes, we realize that there are situations where people don't have, you know, you don't have cell phones. You don't have any kind of opportunity to, you know, make any calls out or do any kind of things with that, you know? Mm-hmm, so you're like, mm-hmm. okay, what do you do?
Right.
And so, you know, again, we're talking about seeking wisdom. We're talking about seeking guidance, and we're talking about doing some practical things. You know, you can do there's a supernatural, right? And then there's the natural. Right, God right. gives you wisdom to do exercise wisdom. But we need to be able to get to a place where we're not so dependent on technology, and also that the technology that we do use, we don't become a slave to it. Mm-hmm. We had some statistics at some time, and maybe we can make this related for you, how much time people spend on Facebook, all the different times that they are connected to their phones, that they live in a virtual, completely different world. You know, and it's time to say, wait a minute. Do I get up to a cell phone? Do I go to bed to a cell phone? Mm-hmm. Is everything, you know, can I live a life apart from my phone?
Right.
And the great, you know, I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to be able to say, okay, here it's done.
Right.
And they're monitoring the cell phones. You know, it's the mobility. Mm-hmm. The mobility factor. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, these things, I mean, everywhere you go, they're watching you. There's a dot. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go on regular internet, and you can type an address and use a mapping system.
Uh-huh.
And, man, the upgrade that was just done, I mean, you can almost peek into Windows. I mean, it is
wow.
It is crazy.
All right.
And and I saw one recently. Of where they had a person in the driveway, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that person did not even know they were in the driveway being photographed for your mapping, you know, and it's like everything is out there.
Mm-hmm. I think about it before I left a voicemail to somebody recently, And they called me back and they had said, I didn't get a chance to listen to your voicemail. I just looked at the text of what you had said. And I was like, wait, what, what? And I was asking her about it. And she had said that when you call and you leave a voicemail, you can look at the phone. Like, let's say you don't have the time to listen. You can look at the phone and it basically your phone transcribes what you said to it. And it's just like, okay, if this is what I got over the counter, it's just like you think about the fact of like, what we're being, I mean, this is not like to, you know, instill fear or anything, but it's just like being mindful of the fact that what you're saying is getting written down somewhere. It's on a database. Like you're saying, talking about databases, it's getting written down.
Right. Yeah, and you might want to think about getting a landline because they can't monitor those because that's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
You know, the whole thing here is wisdom, use technology. You know, I know people that are not using it. They want to stay off of it. But the whole deal with all of the technology is have the technology submit to you. You don't submit to the technology and don't have the technology run your life. It's just a tool. It's just another way that you can, you know, function in your life, but don't let it own you.
Right.
And that's the difference. Get back to pen and paper, abide with a journal and a pen. And write down, begin to write things down, begin to have human interaction, begin to talk to people and find out what they're doing. Don't get your source of what's happening in someone's life on a post. Go ahead and make that phone call and say, hey, what's up? Let's talk.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.